everybody. Thank you for joining us here on the Happy Cast. This is Epedition 24, and for historical reference, this podcast is being recorded Saturday, November 19th at 2:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I thought this was December.
No, it's released in December. I'm just being transparent, letting you know when we're recording.
Well, I'm recording it in December.
Okay, well, we're recording through a wormhole in time, but...
Yeah, we are.
2:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We're at 5 p.m. on a Sunday.
HappyCast is your number one source for the things that bum you out, the things that make you happy, everything in between.
What? That was backwards.
Oh, HappyCast is the number one source. Okay, let me try one more time. HappyCast is still your number one source for the things that make you happy, the things that bum you out, and everything in between. I am Brian. Joining me is the actor who formerly played Dr. Drake Ramore on Days of Our Lives, Ben.
Oh, I know what that one's about. But I'm not going to say it because I've been doing that a lot.
Friends.
Oh, Fringe?
Fringe.
Fringe.
Frasier. He's one of the Fringe scientist dudes. I don't know.
He was a French Ben. Scientist?
Yes, he was a French scientist.
Jean-Michel Claude.
Time for our involuntary sponsor of the week. This week, very, very excited to have on as the involuntary sponsor,
Bowel
Hulk
movements.
Hogan. That's next week.
Oh, okay. Involuntary this... bowel movement sponsor is a good one.
Oh, ooh. Maybe we'll roll that out in the new year.
Oh, yes.
But this week's sponsor is Hulk Hogan Vitamins, and I believe the fine folks at Hulk Hogan Vitamins have provided an audio clip, which you should be hearing in now.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, you little dudes, train, say your prayers, need your vitamins.
Hulk Hogan Vitamins!
Yay! Hulk Hogan Vitamins, the new champion of children's chewables.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Hulk.
Mr. Hogan.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a great product.
Is it still available?
Maybe. Check eBay.
Oh, I wouldn't eBay for old vitamins.
I'm sure they're still good.
I'm sure they're not poisoned.
That reminds me, I should probably take some vitamins now as we move on to our happy hour.
It's happy hour again.
It'd be really cool. What was that? Are you joking now?
All right. Time for the happy hour pick. Ben, what is your happy hour pick of the week?
Oh, I always forget that I'm first. You think, since I always am, that I'd be more prepared for happy hour? I'm going to go with Friends.
Friends?
Yes.
People you know, yep. Former classmates. Yep.
Chandler, Joey, Monica.
Phoebe, Rachel.
Ross.
Marcel.
Ugly Naked Guy.
Eddie.
Ursula.
Ugly Naked Gal.
Kip.
Gunther.
Oh, I love Gunther. That weird one.
Who?
John Lovitz.
Janice.
Oh, God. Megan's seen the first Janice episode. I can't wait because there are like three or four more in the first season. Oh, that show's so good. George Clooney. He was in there.
Bruce Willis.
Oh, yes. Bruce Willis was in it, which is weird because they like Die Hard.
It's their favorite movie.
Doesn't make sense.
Okay, are we done just naming Friends characters now?
Yeah. Monica's dad.
Rachel's sister.
Monica's mom.
Rachel's other sister?
Ross's mom.
Rachel's other sister?
Ross's dad.
The same. The holiday armadillo.
Oh, that was one of my favorite things. Holiday armadillo and Superman.
Tom Selleck.
As himself.
Tom Selleck as Magnum P.I. Okay, well, that concludes Ben's happy hour.
Yes, I like it. Mom, who might hear this. I don't know if you're hearing or not, but Caitlin probably is. My mom owns all 10 seasons, and like junior high and high school, I didn't have much to watch and I get bored, so I would just watch that.
Watch The Friends.
I'd watch The Friends, and so I watched it several times, and I know the episodes pretty well. And it's actually weird because as I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, hey, I've said stuff like that before. Oh, it was probably subconsciously because I've watched these so many times.
I've watched a lot of Friends. I haven't watched it in a while. I'd like to go back and rewatch it if given the chance.
You could have the chance if you lived across the hall.
I live across a hall. Does that count?
That does not count. If you live across, well, we don't have a hall, but if you live across the next to us, then you could be all like coming over, and we have a foosball table. You can use it as your table.
Really? You have a foosball table?
We do.
That is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. See? It's already like Friends.
Well, yeah, I'd like to watch that. I was pretty young when I first watched it. Do you find yourself like picking up on things, or like, oh, I probably didn't really get that when I was in junior high?
One of my favorite things was a team, like they played like some, like, I guess minor, really super minor fun time baseball, and they won against the Hasidic Jewelers. And I was like, oh my god, I never would have gotten that before.
That is really good wordplay.
More adult things than I remembered. Because I guess before, when I was a kid, I just kind of ignored them. Like, yep, whatever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had the same experience, actually, watching Seinfeld when I was, quick math, like 12.
Ooh.
So I had a weird, like, tiered experience watching Seinfeld because Seinfeld, of course, ended its run in 98. And it was heavily syndicated shortly afterward, and I know it would be on every night when I was going to bed. I would watch it, and there was a lot of like really goofy stuff that I'd pick up. Like I'd really enjoy like the Frogger machine. Like George wanted to preserve his high score on the Frogger machine. So,
I love that part.
So he gets it and he tries to get it across the street, and it's very
big,
very big and slapstick, and. And then, like, I watched it more over the years, and, like, I had this great experience of going back and rewatching it and getting some of the more dry, subtle humor in it. Like, oh, that's actually really good.
I really like that stuff.
So I can't wait to rewatch Friends. And the part that really bums me out is the last time I saw it on, caught an episode on, like, TBS or something. I think it was the one that could have been.
Oh, that's a good one.
That one's weird. That's like late Friends, but it's really good.
Oh, I love that.
And
one.
I just remember like the lyrics to the theme song, like oddly resonating with me. It's like, oh yeah, all right, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I was watching it this time. I was like, oh, now I'm sad. Stupid Friends. But if you were here,
so
we
no
could
one
both
told
watch
you.
It as Friends.
Oh, yeah, that'd be the best, most meta episode of Friends, where they all gather to watch their favorite show.
Friends?
Three's Company.
They did that. Yeah, like okay. The second episode, they were watching Three's Company. They watched TV a lot in the first season.
Yeah, they did. That was like a weird thing that I was kind of sad to see them stop doing.
Yeah, like they were watching the Spanish soap operas and making up their own lines for it.
In fact,
I'm not even with my friends.
Yeah, I'm not even convinced that they had a TV in later seasons. I think the TV was gone.
Oh.
Or hidden away.
Too busy living their lives.
Yep.
Whatever.
Swimmer
TV
fatigue.
Is alive.
All right. Any final thoughts on Friends? Just check it out.
What character are you most like?
See, but they're all... They're all so handsome and good-looking. You kind of seem like a jerk for picking any of them, right?
I mean, which one do you look most like?
They're all incredibly funny and witty people.
I don't know.
Right? I think we should switch. Just based on our time, hours of podcasting, let's choose one for the other person. I would classify you as a Ross. Ross is a...
I am quite Rossy.
You have been divorced many times.
Yep, three times.
Three times. You had a pet monkey.
I did. How do you know about that?
You told me about it on this podcast.
Oh, I don't remember that.
But yeah, given the choice, I'd go with Ross.
Well, actually, watching the one with the blackout, Chandler scene, that is pretty much exactly me.
Well, it's kind of cool that you're rewatching early seasons, because I remember noticing at one point that early on, Chandler's character seemed a little bit nerdier, and it kind of over time, like, Ross kind of became the nerdy one. But I remember some really specific stuff, like Chandler talking about Star Trek and having his laptop, like, you guys want to play Doom, like stuff like that.
Yeah,
that didn't really seem to fit in with the character later, but
he's Chandler.
He is Chandler.
Also, Joey's really weird in the first episode because he wasn't dumb yet.
Oh, really? That's like his whole character.
Well, I was reading on Wikipedia too that the character originally was not conceived as dim-witted, but he brought it to the part and they really liked it so much that they left it in. So the pilot, he's not that dumb, but later on he gets way dumber.
Huh. It's pretty interesting. Case of the
rewatching. And plus, they all look weird.
Okay, so the actor informing the voice of the character, or a Michael Emerson situation.
Oh my god, I want to watch Lost again.
Okay.
We could watch Lost as friends.
We could get Lost and watch Lost?
Oh.
Okay, I got
get
nothing.
Lost.
We could become monks and then watch House.
We could live in a house and watch Psych. Psych, never mind.
Thank you. Thank you for ending that. You're so merciful for ending that runner.
We could get arrested and watch Development.
Nope. Got nothing.
Oh.
So, are we done with Oddly's specific Friends talk? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are.
Anybody that doesn't like Friends,
welcome
I apologize.
Welcome to channel surfing.
Yeah, that's what this became, right?
Has that ever made it? I don't remember.
I think we did it before.
Okay, I know we tried it twice. I can't remember if it actually showed up the second time.
Oh, you're right. I actually don't know if it's made it or not. I know we did one like where we talked about Breaking Bad, and that was definitely a Lost podcast. We talked about meth a lot. Kind of glad that didn't make it.
Are you sure that one didn't make it?
I'm pretty positive that one was Lost.
I wonder if I can salvage the audio.
That was that was an interesting one. My happy hour pick this evening, / morning, my happy hour pick is this wonderful YouTube video that I watch every few months or so when I need a pick-me-up, need a good laugh.
Tables.
No, not that one. This is a video from professional wrestling from, like, the late 80s, early 90s. And it's, I don't know. I watched a little bit of wrestling when I was a kid, so these names mean something to me, probably not to anyone else. It was the Four Horsemen.
I've heard of that.
They were a group of wrestling dudes, and they were fighting.
Like half horse, half man?
No, that would have been
centaurs?
Weird. They were four centaurs.
I think we've had that discussion before.
They were fighting this wrestler named Sting, who might have been the champion, I'm not
was
sure.
Was he Sting?
No, I think he did steal his name
singing?
From Sting,
oh.
Probably. And they beat this dude up and throw him in the steel cage that's by the ring for some reason. I don't know why there's a cage there. And you have the mellow, like the overly dramatic announcers like, oh my god, they're throwing Sting into the cage. What is Sting gonna do? And then you hear this loud music playing, like smoke. And like at the entrance ramp, you see RoboCop walking in, and the announcer's like, RoboCop is here! RoboCop is coming to the stage!
What?
And RoboCop walks up to the cage and tears the door off of it.
seen this.
It's amazing. And the announcer's like, oh, Sting's getting help from his friend RoboCop.
Like, it's totally normal?
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, RoboCop is here.
They're pals.
It's some kind of, yeah, some kind of like weird cross roach. I guess there's a new RoboCop coming out, but it was RoboCop coming out and helping a wrestler, and the other guy's running away in fear.
Well, of course, RoboCop showed up, and everyone's cool about it.
Oh, so weird. If you want to see it, just YouTube search, like Sting RoboCop.
What if it's about a bee stinging RoboCop?
That would be equally entertaining, I think, if you can find a video of it.
Or equally frightening.
Equally awesome. The awesomitude is equal that to which, I don't know.
What?
It's late. I'm just saying words. It's late.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Well, that's it for my happy hour. Let us move forward to the Bummer Patrol.
Bum, 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 bum.
Mr. Bummer Patrol.
Oh, man!
Terrific.
Yeah.
And here we are in the Bummer Patrol portion of your showgram. Ben, what is your Bummer Patrol pick?
You didn't even ask why I'm sad.
Okay, wait, let me redo
it. So inconsiderate.
Hey, Ben. This is Bummer Patrol, a segment where we talk about why we're down in the dumps. So, what's, why are you so down in the dumps this week, Mr. Ed?
Oh, not the horse joke again. My face isn't long. I'm sad because of the top trending things on Twitter, what they usually are.
What? Are you not a believer?
Oh, no.
Is that the word I'm thinking about?
I think that's what they use. It's not just that. It's the racist ones.
Oh, really?
I seem to not believe. I don't seem to like most of the things that people who end up trending like.
Yeah, no, I've come to that conclusion as well.
Right now, trending, Team Jacob.
Oh, man, I'm Team Man in Black all the way.
I don't think that's what they meant. You mean Esau?
Team Locke.
His name was Esau.
Team Locke. I think his name was Samuel officially, right?
Oh, I thought it was like Barry.
No, that was a joke.
And like I've seen trending before, the top two ones were things white people Google and things black people Google.
Oh, wow. That blows my mind. Why do we have segregated Google in the year 2011, Ben?
Exactly. Why do we segregate Google? No, it was, I always see stuff like that. It's things white people blank and things black people blank.
It's like so somebody on Twitter trying to work out their stand up.
Their 90s like, stand up.
White people Google like this.
Oh god. No, it was always so racist. I don't know.
It's like a Tracy Morgan Tracy Jordan stand up on 30 Rock.
Oh yeah. Dial phones. Beep boop beep boop boop. Alright, right now trending. Happy birthday, Tyga.
Who's that?
I don't know. Everyone wish at Tyga a happy birthday. Let me click that. Who is Tyga? I still don't know who that is. YMCMB? Who is Tyga? Are we too old for this junk?
Yeah, I think it's on your Murtaugh list. I think.
Tyga is thank you God always.
Happy birthday to that?
He's an American rapper. I've never heard of that enough people love for it to trend.
Yeah, but you got to think about who uses Google primarily. I mean, if you were
Twitter,
I'm sorry to think about Google again. You got to think about the people that primarily use Twitter. I mean, if you were a 13-year-old girl or a casual racist,
cat for some reason,
or a cat. No, 13-year-old girl or a casual racist, then you would really connect to the trending topics. But things we like, they're not going to hit that list. Although Thursday night, Luis Guzman was trending.
Yeah, for a few minutes, which is pretty good. Here's worst password has been trending all day. And the top retweeted one is Kim's wedding, too short and not strong enough. Oh, burn.
I don't understand that hashtag. What else can that hashtag mean?
Well, some people are trying to do little jokes, and I can't read a lot of them because they're dirty.
Okay.
Here's a non-dirty one. Invisibility cloak. Error. Password cannot be found. But then there's stuff like someone said, is that the actual Mary J. Blige? Oh, my God, it is. She said, hashtag worst password, your birth date. Well, yeah, duh. Of course. Good job, Mary J. Blige.
She's so wise.
Oh, yeah, someone else is like, password, duh.
Worst password, admin.
Someone here says, yo baby daddy name. Oh, and someone's saying QWERTY. See, some people don't get it.
It's lollipops?
It's supposed to be... That one's a fun word to type.
Oh, yeah, Chris, this guy I know, talks about how that's a great password because you can type it with one hand.
You can type typewriter with just the top row.
That's cool. But he always chose passwords based on efficiency, if he could type it with one hand.
How about... Oh, I forgot
Pro
what
tip,
it was.
If you're trying to hack that man's email,
defeated?
Keep that in mind. Defeated?
Yeah, not defeated. Defeated. Like, do not feed someone or backward? I don't know. Shut up.
Defeated?
One of the things that may drive me the most crazy about it is when, like, the top trending one is, you know, that Kim's wedding one. You see four other ones of people trying to do it themselves, hoping they will start getting retweeted instead.
Oh, right, where they, yeah.
There's someone else saying the same thing, but different phrasing, hoping they'll start getting it.
Yeah, trending, I actually don't pay attention to that. Trending topics are dumb.
I have stopped, I keep seeing it over there.
Do you ever click the trending topics and, something weird, let's see.
Pizza pants.
Yeah, Pizza Pants. I was going to the Lizzie McGuire movie, but Pizza Pants is better. Like, Pizza Pants. You're like, oh, Pizza Pants, what's going on there? You click it, and it's like a full page of people tweeting, why is Pizza Pants trending?
You don't ask that, because you're helping a trend. It's trending because people like you are asking why it's trending.
Maybe I'll just do a little social experiment and just do that randomly. Just
how?
Like, why is Pizza Pants trending? And just see if anybody else...
But it won't be trending.
If I get enough people to ask, then maybe it will be.
Oh, you need a lot of people. Things you should stop doing in your 30s.
How about trending topics? Bam.
One of them is, I don't think things you should stop doing in your 30s should be a trending topic. That's what someone said.
Surely they knew. Surely they knew.
What is subtweeting?
I don't know. I don't want to go any deeper into Twitter than I already am. I don't want to know what subtweeting is.
Who's Basil D?
No idea.
For England cricketer, Basil D. Oliveira. Oh, he died. He deserves to trend then. Dead people can trend.
That's true. Whenever I see somebody trending, I my first assumption is like, oh my god, did Luis Guzman die?
Oh, did Little Miss Sunshine die? It's trending.
Oh, it's not a person.
screenwriter Michael Amt discussing theme of winning and losing in Little Miss Sunshine. Like, nothing seems to... Oh, it's on TV. Okay, it's on USA. That's always weird. It's like, so a large portion of people on Twitter are now watching one channel.
Yeah, that is weird. Especially when you think about Twitter being like a worldwide thing.
Yeah.
It's like, man, people on Twitter are just way into watching Little Miss Sunshine on USA.
Oh, watching This Christmas. Well, I don't know what that is.
Die Hard. I'm watching that this Christmas.
Well, all right, it looks like it started off... Well, no.
Die Hard 2.
Well, there's a promoted one by Toys R Us that does not say watching the or Christmas. Or, I mean, this. It doesn't have any of those. It's about Black Friday. After that, it's just watching this Christmas trending. Good for y'all. Haha, watching this Christmas is trending. Retweet if you're watching this Christmas. Is it something?
Is this Christmas a thing?
I don't know.
Just free yourself. Don't pay attention to the trending topics.
This is why I'm bummed. The top one, thinking about you.
About you? Is it the letter U?
No. But the top thing is, I love how thinking about you is trending. Retweet this if you know how this is related to Justin Bieber. Oh, because Justin Bieber tweeted, thinking about you. In hashtags. No wonder it made it to number one, because Twitter is just... That's where Bieber people live.
That's where Bieber people live.
Number two is Thinking About You, Mary Jane, by Ganja Goon 420.
Oh, God. I saw Twitter. It's only bad if you make it bad, though.
I know.
Although, I will admit, Twitter was the first way I found out about Justin Bieber. Like, he was trending on Twitter for,
the time.
6 months. And I was like, Who is this? Is this a person? Is it a kind of shampoo?
Yes. Yes. It's... Justin Bieber.
I'm sorry. That was like a weird. It's like a weird inside joke that only I got. Okay. Quick aside. I won't hijack this for too long. I went to get the new Halo game at midnight at Walmart because GameStop wasn't. Open at midnight for some reason. So I go in, nobody's there. It's like one lady working electronics department. It's like, hey, how are you? There's a big sign over electronics. They're like, pick up Halo at 12:01 a.m. on this day. I say, I'd like to buy Halo. And she's like, okay, all right, what is Halo? Is that like a DVD or kind of iPod?
The iPod Halo?
No, she didn't say iPod. It's like, what is this? A DVD or a movie or a game?
You see the sign above you?
It's a game. It's a game. Kind of humbling. I mean, I thought, you know, even if you don't play games, you would be aware of it, especially if there's a sign next to you.
Yes.
It's cool. I didn't mind. I thought it was.
And you're there for a midnight release of Halo.
I was the only one though. It was a lovely moment.
Aw. Still. I've never been to your Walmart. That's not really relevant. I'm just...
No. It would have been weird if you had been.
Well, I was down there that one time. I just never went to the Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Should have scoped it out. Make sure things are up to code of the Walmart homeland.
I have been. I think I've been two. I've been at least by the flagship Walmart.
The number one Walmart, store one.
SS Walmart.
Walmart Ground Zero.
That makes it sadder. Ground Zero is a bad thing, I thought. Like, you know, the start of a plague.
Yeah, okay. All right, you're right. I'm sorry.
Walmart's not that much of a plague. It's the closest grocery store. So, what's your Bummer Patrol?
Oh, right. Yeah, me. Bummer Patrol thing stuff. I'm not entirely sure if I've talked about this on the podcast. I talk about it frequently in life and on Twitter. But Bummer Patrol is broken earbuds. I go through earbuds really quickly.
Oh, I hate that.
They never last. Usually it's like a weird thing where there's a short in it in the jack, I think, and one will go out, like the left one or the right one. I have I have several pairs of earbuds where like one channel is working but the other is not.
You should combine them.
Yeah, I need to figure out a way to do that, right?
That's happening like right now with mine.
Yeah, I was going to say, right now I'm recording on my old iPhone earbuds where the left one works but the right one doesn't. So
right, both of mine work, but I can just barely hear you out of the right ear.
Oh, wow.
So that was my ear at first, so I switched them, but no.
Yeah, I was gonna, that happens to me. Like when one starts to go out, I have a brief moment of panic, like, oh God, I'm losing my hearing. And,
Oh, now I'm losing my hearing in my other ear. It's going back and forth.
But that's it.
It might have been because I was chewing on the cords. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
That happens when I podcast.
That cat-like behavior.
Megan, who let that cat in?
Who let the cat in?
Meow. So why'd we both commit to that?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
No Twitter. I don't want to follow Bank of America community.
Ooh, no.
I'm on Credo 101 podcast, so they see community. Wrong. It's promoted trending. 37-year-old man sitting in Santa's lap. Hashtag so wrong. Sold by Ludacris headphones. So right. Radio Shack.
What? Stop. Don't do that. Stop looking at them.
And then, of course, the next one is someone not understanding why it's trending. And the third one is about Harry Potter.
Ah.
There's always one about Harry Potter.
That's true. The internet loves
dig
Harry
that.
Potter. Like, we... like across every demographic, age, country, the internet way into Harry Potter.
I know, which is weird because somehow, even though that's true, Twilight stuff is still trending right now. I guess it's because the movie came out, but still.
You're, I mean, like, again, 13-year-old girls, right? That's why.
Oh, yeah.
Primarily Bieber, Twilight, Joannis Brothers.
Joannis Brothers. So, when they're in all caps?
Hanson.
I've seen one where half of them are in all caps because it's like different. No, because it's like different factions of the teenage girls. They're all like fighting to see whose celebrity can win.
My teen idol can beat up your teen idol in an arm wrestling competition.
I am never going to be a teen girl. I've decided.
This is a big moment for you.
I know. I refuse to ever be a teenage girl. Oh. No, I'm reading sad stuff. Never mind. It's not Twitter this time. Every time I see Tyga, I keep thinking it says happy birthday typo because my glasses are smudged again.
I should clean those.
Happy birthday is a happy birthday typo.
Okay.
We're done?
Yes, I'm done with my...
So let's go to happy hour.
We did happy hour.
Oh. Bumper Patrol?
It's time to relaunch a... fan favorite segment. Never before have I had more people request, like, oh, I really love the segment, please bring it back, it's great. And Ben, he's the gatekeeper of the podcast, he says no, you cannot have this. I know you want it, but no, we cannot do that ever again. But I have convinced him to
sports.
Let's do sports.
The third time.
I've convinced him for us to do another edition of
The Craigslist.
Hey, welcome to The Craigslist. This is where we share the fun, exciting, crazy things that we found while searching on Craigslist, the internet barter website, I guess.
You found both of these.
Okay, fine. But still, we're really excited to... so late. It's like 3 o'clock now. We're really excited to share these.
It's 2 o'clock here.
I don't want to overhype this, but I feel like what I'm about to read you may very well be the greatest thing ever on the internet ever.
Should I read mine first?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and read yours first.
The one that you also found? Ugly Mean Cat. Free. This is in all caps, by the way. From Inland Empire, wherever that is. Lou is a mean cat. She will probably bite and scratch you. She will pee on your carpet. She will not go out of house. She is spayed. She has to go to new owner. Yeah.
All caps. No punctuation.
All caps. There might have been... All right, there are a couple periods in there, but they're so tiny compared to the caps. I could not see them.
All right. Fair enough. But that's good. Anybody interested in a new cat, contact Lou's owner.
A mean cat. So be careful.
Okay, are you ready? Are you ready for this? This is the big one.
I am. I'm scared.
I'm excited. Okay. This is on Craigslist. The headline is time travel.
Uh-oh.
It's a great start. Oh, this is so amazing. I have a functioning time machine. I know it sounds unbelievable, but I assure you it works.
Ooh-hoo.
That I need a second person to operate with me.
Is it a TARDIS?
First of all, what kind of time machine is this you need two people for?
A TARDIS?
The doctor can fly the TARDIS by himself.
Yeah, but not very well. It's meant to be flown by like 6 to 8 people. Remember?
If he has companions, he doesn't have people helping.
Sometimes, yeah. He's like, Rose, hold that button down.
He just does that to make her feel important.
I don't know. I think it's to help a little bit.
Anyway, this person continues by saying, I'm looking for someone who is adventurous and reliable. Could be the doctor, maybe. Preferably a male. Oh, never mind. Not the doctor.
It's female doctor.
Preferably a male or a female that can do heavy lifting.
Oh, see?
What? What do you need this person to do? That's what I can't get over. What is the...
Lifting things.
Continuing. But how does that help you operate the time machine?
Well, maybe some heavy things from back then.
Now, that's why Marty goes back to 1955. He always says, this is heavy.
Exactly, because everything there is heavier, because everyone knows once you time travel, everything has more gravity.
Ah, that makes a certain amount of sense.
Yeah, definitely.
They continue by saying, I am leaving on September 30th, 2010. So this has already happened. I'm curious to know how this went. I'm leaving on September 30th, 2010, in the morning, and I plan to return on October 2nd, 2010.
Why not the same day?
I don't know. Why
he's a time traveler.
he says, I'm going back to June 1983 to handle some business.
Uh-oh. Probably murdering his grandfather.
Why are you going back to June 1983 to handle business?
If you know what he means.
He's going back in time to buy a lot of Apple stock. That's my theory.
Like that's why he needs heavy lifting. Someone to carry all of the apples he's buying. The entire exactly. Stock of apples.
And in conclusion, they say, if you are serious about time travel and are reliable, please contact me. You do not have to pay for anything. But you would have to provide someone to watch my cat for the time we are away.
Why not bring the cat with you?
Why not arrive back, find your cat hasn't been eaten and is almost starved to death, go back in time and feed your own cat. You have a time machine.
Or go there the same day to show up 5 hours or 5 minutes later.
I don't understand what this person is thinking.
I don't know.
The final note here is the only qualifications needed are that you are reliable, which they bring up a lot. You have to be reliable.
Wink.
And closing, you have to have, only qualifications needed are that you are reliable and that the circumference of your head is no more than 64 centimeters. What? What?
I think he's going to murder someone.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
It does.
Are you feel like he has murdered someone back in September of 2010?
You know who doesn't murder people?
Dexter.
Oh, well, no, that's the opposite. He murders lots of people.
Okay, sorry.
No, Megan.
Okay, well.
Justice to be clear to everyone, she murders almost no one.
You seem like you're trying to do some kind of alibi thing.
No, I'm not scared.
An alibi, but you're doing it really poorly.
No, I am not being held hostage right now to say these things. Go get help.
Room making you say this. Just say the word pineapple in a sentence.
So, Brian, how about those pineapples that are the code word you told me to say?
Okay, all right. I thought so.
I think okay, after this podcast, you might not hear from me again.
So this might be the surprise finale of the Happy Cast.
Free sofa.
What?
I'll be dead. Would you like a free, slightly blood-stained sofa?
I thought you were doing more Craigslist stuff.
Oh, no. Just real life after I'm dead.
Okay. I could use a sofa. I've always wanted one.
If you were here, you could use it for a cost.
What is the cost? 20 happy years of my life?
What? That's what would happen if you were here? You'd be depressed for 20 years?
I don't know.
Oh. No, I'm sad. But no, $15 an hour.
An hour?
Yep.
Charged hourly rates?
To sit on that couch, yes.
What if I want to lay on the couch?
Oh, God, that's like 16.
What if I want to sleep on the couch? Can I have some kind of overnight discount rate?
If it's a package deal. We have package
deals.
So
if I buy my time in bulk, if I'm like, I need 8 hours on the couch.
Oh, yeah. That's only like 14 per hour.
Okay. Well, that's good then.
See, now all I have to do is fly here. Flap your wings.
And fly all my stuff. Yep. I have a lot of possessions.
But do you have a lot of couches?
I have no couches.
See?
No
there couches you go. In life. We have one.
Definitely something to consider.
Couches.
Anyway, this concludes the triumphant return of the Craigslist segment. I hope you enjoyed it. And we move onward and upward to Ask Us Anything.
Ask Us Anything.
We just finished with the Craigslist. It was awesome, and people laughed. And
that's going to go in.
No. It makes me sound like such a jerk. Don't do it. All right, welcome to our brand new, revamped, better than ever Ask Us Anything segment, where you, the listener, sends in your questions, and we answer them. It is that simple, really.
Yeah.
Ben. Where do this week's questions come from?
They come from Totem Pole Armstrong.
Totem Pole Armstrong.
And the New Today.
Oh, the New Today.
Yeah.
We don't have any from
Fizbiz?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm sorry. I just like saying
Fizzbiz. Yeah, no Fizzbiz ones. Oh, I just pulled a knife out of some guy's body.
Oh my god, what is going on?
Oh, nothing. You didn't hear that. Edit, wipe.
You're playing more of that game again, aren't you? That Super Mario Sunshine.
Yes, Super Mario Sunshine, where you pull the knives out of Goombas. After you put them in them, of course.
And it's, of course, and the Mario universe is actually an allegory for...
the Holocaust.
Right on.
Anyway, Ben and Brian says, Totem, in your last Ask Us Anything segment for the Happy Cast, you sounded really pitiful.
We did.
So I wanted to send in some questions for you. See, it worked.
Thank you, Trent Totemball Armstrong.
All right. His first question is, Brian, what is your most awesome award you have ever won?
I don't think I am in possession of any awards of any kind.
Not even a participation?
I have a Little League Baseball participation trophy, but that's not...
What position did you play?
Oh, left field?
You just played left.
Well, yeah, left field.
All right. Did you win?
No.
Did you ever catch any ball?
Catch? Not so much. I was able to occasionally pick up a ball from the ground.
Okay. And throw all right. You picked it up, though. That's something.
Yeah. Show some hustle. I remember.
Show some hustle coach, award?
The coach saying, show some hustle. Show some hustle.
Did you show some good hustle?
I did the hustle from base to base. I don't think that's what he meant.
Isn't that a dance?
It is.
And you dance from base to base instead of running.
I
think you're lying now.
It's almost 4 a.m. I'm getting punchy now. I love the runner through this episode of me saying the time, and apparently in the podcast world, time progresses super fast because it's like, oh, it's 1. Oh God, it's 3 o'clock. It's 4. It's 4 now.
All right, it's 8 in the morning now.
We're like 45 minutes into the podcast.
I have so much audio to go through, though.
I am so sorry.
Oh, it's fine. It's fun. I find lots of after shows that I end up not putting in anywhere. It's like I put it all into one massive outtake show.
Your personal after show collection. Are we going to have an end of year outtake show?
Oh, not end of year. Right, not end of year. Just sometime. That you can help me edit when you're here.
Okay. That could be a cool way to kind of put out, get rid of the old and bring in the new for the new year, thematically appropriate. But whenever you want to.
Just show up before Christmas, and then you can edit it for me.
Okay, all right. I'll consider it.
For me, my most awesome award, well, I won two that I can remember. One was for this math competition. You had to do, like, these puzzly math problems and stuff, and I think we won, like, second or third place in the state. Our team did. That's nerdy. That was the one I actually did in, like, skill. It took skill to do that. But math skill. But the other one was most improved in father-son bowling.
Oh, cool.
When I was in Cub Scouts, I think it is.
So which half did the improving, your father or yourself?
I think it's both? Me. I started off with extremely low gutter scores, and I ended up, I think, hitting 80 or something. Which was good for me then, and I got a bowling ball out of it.
No, man, 80, that would be good for me now.
Would be good for me now, too, because I don't really bowl.
I'm a horrible bowler. I was bowling with Chris recently. Did awful, just gutter balls and two pins at a time. And then in the middle of one game, there was this weird runner of me getting 4 strikes in a row and then gutter balls after that. I don't know what happened.
We have 2 bowling alleys nearby.
That's important. You have to have local entertainment.
They have arcades and pool tables inside.
I wouldn't play pool.
I'm not good arcade at it.
Yeah.
But that's about what it was. It was cool because it was a bigger trophy than the first place trophy. So suck
really?
It, first place.
Wait, the most approved. Ah, you can say what you want.
Okay. You can't always say what you want. So, Brian, question 2. Do you play an instrument?
But if you try sometimes, you just might find you say what you need. Rolling Stones. I no, I don't.
That's
I
your
don't
instrument?
Play an instrument. No, yeah, I play the Rolling Stones. Very difficult.
If
the timing is impossible.
Well, it's rolling, so I would imagine. If not, what would you like to play?
But it gathers no moss. What would I like to play? Good question.
Dead, they're going to gather moss.
I'd like to play the theremin.
The theremin.
That's me whistling. That's not theremin.
I assumed, or you would be able to play it in an instrument. Whoa. Did you get an achievement?
Yes. Record podcast really late. Achievement unlocked.
I played horn and really liked it.
Wait, what did you play?
French horn.
French horn. For some reason, I thought you said Bjorn.
I played the Bjorn. The baby Bjorn. Everyone knows that.
It's like a baby caddy, right?
Yeah, I played that as an instrument.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever had coffee with an internet celebrity?
Well, I don't like to brag. I did share a frozen lemonade with Tay Zonde. Does that count?
Wow, really? You did?
I shared a scone with the I Like Turtles kid.
Both?
We were all hanging out at the Internet Celebrity Cafe.
Weird.
The Numa guy was there.
I was going to say Newman.
Newman from Seinfeld was there. RoboCop.
Wow.
Yeah, the Nintendo 64 kid, he was that dude.
You should invite me.
He was really hyped about everything. I mean, the waitress brought over our order, and he was like, "It's frozen lemonade! Oh, my God, this is the best!" Oh, I'm like, dude, you're paid for this. What's going on? And he just... And it's less cute, because the dude's like 25 now, but whatever. Oh.
Did that a baby named Charlie come up and bite you?
No.
Oh, he didn't show up?
No, Charlie.
What about Double Rainbow Dude?
No, I think he was supposed to come. I think he might have taken recreational drugs and got lost on the way.
Oh, my best friend just died. I missed that. Oh, wait, spoiler.
Oh, God, what?
Mario Sunshine.
Oh, God, you're playing a game. You're just yelling out weird.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing a video game. And I totally missed a major plot point because I got bored with the story and it's turned down now.
Okay, I thought you were just like really bad at delivering bad news.
No, I just remembered. No.
Oh God, that's like if
Lumber Patrol.
You know, you're like talking to like your dad about like, "Oh Dad, you know what, did you see that game last night? About that local like sports team?" It's like, "Oh, well, yeah, it's actually pretty good. I mean, they took Ryan out because he wasn't doing so well, and the pass defense was great. Me and your mother are getting a divorce, but we should get better. I mean, the schedule's tough, but if we really put our nose to the grindstone and work hard, we might be able to get a playoff berth."
Because my dad,
you were adopted, so you want to go get some ice cream or something?
Are you done with your run yet?
Yeah, I guess I am. I'm sorry.
It's just sad now.
But that's what makes it funny. The saddest stuff.
I don't know.
I guess it's funny to me, maybe.
It's still sad. That's anyway, I have, if you count, Trent _ Armstrong.
That's true. Yeah, I think we touched on that last podcast as well. But yeah. I'm very jealous that you were at the Mean Bean Cafe.
Oh, how do you remember? I forgot that.
Is that the actual place?
Maybe.
I threw a name out.
Oh, I don't have no idea. I thought you said it so confidently that I thought you were just, you knew.
Well, that's the key to deception. You have to believe the lie.
That's true. I've learned that from Jeff Winger.
It's not a lie. You believe it.
Well, it still is a lie.
Okay, good point.
What does that make it suddenly true? But...
You're having coffee at Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Oh, but no, I meant Trent _ Totem Pole. And
Armstrong. Yeah, coffee.
Yeah, Megan was there too. We talked about stuff.
Oh my God, you guys recorded a promo for my podcast.
We did? Your podcast?
Yes. I own Lost and Locked, and you guys recorded a lovely, very lovely promo. And,
It is still your good. Skype thing for some reason. Your Skype is still Lost
Unlocked. I own that logo.
Oh, Lost Unlocked.
It's going to be on my gravestone.
What movie is your guilty pleasure? The movie that no one would ever guess that you love.
Good reading on that. almost like a dirty question.
It is. That Trent, this is a PG podcast.
I don't think it is. 13, maybe.
Right. 13 PGs.
13 PGs. So, it's a good question. Something nobody would know that I like. It's weird because I'm very open, even if it's not a good movie. It's something, if I like it, people would know I like it. Obviously, you have the greats, the Star Wars, the Back to the Future, my all-time favorite movie.
Those aren't guilty pleasures.
I'm talking about just things I like that people would know. Even if it's not a well-accepted movie like Cloverfield. I really love Cloverfield.
That movie too.
But it seems like, with the current company notwithstanding, anytime I talk to somebody about that movie, they're kind of down on it. Like, yeah, the movie was all right. I was like, oh no, it was so good.
See, another reason that Arkansas is cooler.
I thought it was amazing. Although,
literally cooler.
I don't, literally, that's good. I like lower temperatures. But, I mean, I don't watch a lot of movies, so a lot of the stuff that Cloverfield did was stuff I wasn't before that exposed to, like the found footage subgenre, which is now a thing.
I know about it, but I never really watched them much.
Or monster movies. I was not big on monster movies, so
we don't have tons of those.
That really struck a chord with me. And if you like Cloverfield, the Super 8 DVD is coming out soon. That I highly recommend.
But Aliens.
How do you know that? You're not supposed to know that.
Because everyone always spoils me on things.
I think Cloverfield Monster might have been an alien, right?
No.
Maybe.
It grew underground because of slusho stuff that got on it.
I thought it was an egg from outer space.
That's not the same thing, though. It's not an alien. It looked more like just a really scary monster than, oh, aliens.
Okay. If it makes you feel better, Super 8 spoiler alert. Fast forward 10 seconds, you don't get a good look at the Super 8 monster. It's very ambiguous.
The alien one?
If you want to say that word, that's fine. Ben does not care for E.T.
I don't. That's true.
But anyway, all this rambling and ranting about movies is just a really roundabout way of me saying my guilty pleasure movie that people wouldn't assume that I like or know that I like is 500 Days of Summer. I love that movie.
I never saw it.
It is amazing, Ben. Oh my God. So good.
I never saw it.
I will not talk about it further, but it doesn't, like, even now, it doesn't seem like a movie I should like. It's very,
very
twee.
I don't want to watch it.
What have you heard about it?
Well, that the whole movie is about this guy who totally idealizes this girl as his girlfriend because they like the same music.
Yeah.
They're together for like 500 days, and then, yeah, sorry, I dumped you because I'm not who you think I am. I mean, I'm me, not who you're idealizing me as. I'm like, well, that's just stupid and depressing. I don't want to watch that now.
Oh, you probably wouldn't like it. I really liked it. I liked it a lot.
I don't know if I have a guilty pleasure movie.
There's a weird musical number in the middle of it that should feel out of place.
Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter? Does that
count? Is that a guilty pleasure? That seems like something I would know you like.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Dig deep.
Well, the problem is most of the movies I like are like guilty pleasure movies. But
So the surprising one would be like something like incredibly mainstream. If you were like, oh my God, I really love
Dead Poets Society.
King Kong. Oh, Dead Poets Society? I would accept that.
I haven't seen that.
No.
Captain,
My Captain. That's all I remember.
I own Dodgeball.
Is that a guilty pleasure?
I don't know. I like it.
That doesn't seem very convincing.
I guess Final Destination counts.
Again, seems like something I know you like, but...
Well, I've also told you many times that I like it.
Okay, but it seems like something you should like. You like that kind of horror,
I hate
Saw.
Most modern horror... That's not the same thing as Saw at all. I hate most modern horror movies.
They're both horror films, right?
It's not that scary. I find Final Destination more interesting. I like to see the complicated paths that death is going to take to try to take them out. It's always, or almost always, Rube Goldberg-esque. Like, The Final Destination, which was not the last movie. I did not know that the fifth one came out in August. No one told me.
And that's why it didn't do very well.
No one told me about it. No, The Final Destination was in 3D, which I didn't get to see because I watched it on DVD. But it was in 3D, and there's a scene where there are people seeing a 3D movie in a theater, and like something explodes behind the screen and nails fly through the screen, and you see them flying towards you in the movie with you watching it. You're like in the point of view of the people in the 3D theater.
while you're in a 3D theater.
So it's
that
like
sounds the... amazing. Oh god!
Maybe just to watch, even though I wasn't in a theater, because I was like, oh, this would be great if I were.
That does. Yeah. Okay, I will accept.
Plus Todd
that.
Packer's in the fifth one, from what I've heard. From The Office.
My guilty pleasure is the Cars.
Really?
I didn't like Cars that much.
I was about to say. No.
Tron Legacy in 3D. I really liked that more than I should have.
Oh, but he finishes. Is it the pirate movie with Christy McNichol?
I don't know what movie that is. Is that Cutthroat Island? Is that a movie about pirates?
MILF
Island? I feel like I've heard that. That's a 30 Rock joke.
Oh, yeah. Well, next time we are both in Texas with Trent, we will watch the pirate movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
I don't think it's... No, two? The pirate and movie were all capitalized. I'm okay. Thinking it might be like Scary Movie, Epic Movie, Superhero Movie.
Oh, so it's the pirate movie. That's the actual title. I thought...
Yeah. No, it's all capitalized.
Okay, all right. I don't know then.
Well, thank you, Trent Totem Pole Armstrong.
Yes, lovely questions. Thank you for helping us get the segment off the ground.
And
we are in your debt.
One more set.
New Today. Okay.
From the New Today. My sister says, Brian Ben, it's hyphenated. Who would win in a fight? Not between us. I don't know. Zombie Hitler or Vampire Stalin?
Zombie Hitler, because he would turn the Vampire Stalin into a zombie.
Well, Vampire Stalin, because he can turn to a bat and just fly away.
But he wouldn't really win, though. It's not like
he could wait out the zombie until he dies of starvation.
There might be other...
Vampire Stalin can think for himself, can move super fast. He's not just a sparkly jerk.
It depends on what kind of vampire, but yeah, okay, all right.
I think Stalin would be a classic vampire.
Oh, I Am Legend. I really like that movie.
Ooh, I Am Legend vampires, yeah.
They were kind of like zombies.
But they were vampires.
They were vampires.
We have another one. If it rains cats and dogs, what does it snow?
Raining cats and dogs, snowing.
Probably urine and feces from the cats and dogs.
Polar bears and penguins?
Those live in opposite sides of the earth.
That's why they converge in the middle in Georgia, and then it snows.
It snows polar more bears in Fayetteville.
I don't know. You're pretty close to Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's really what's breaking me of this.
Yeah, but we don't go there that often.
But
Weird Al does.
Doesn't that bug you to know that it's there?
Weird Al does.
Weird Al comes here every few years.
Yeah, Weird Al comes to Tulsa like every other year because he loves it. Hey, Arrested Development's trending again. That's when it's useful.
Oh,
Ron Howard tweeted about it. Oh, Ron Howard.
What'd he say? Netflix?
He posted a picture. He said, gotta warm up my throat and start practicing. It's Arrested Development. And there's a picture of a news thingy. Arrested Development goes back into production. She continues, would you rather have all of your fingernails removed or have 7 root canals without pain medication?
The fingernails would grow back, right?
Yeah.
I'd go with the nails.
I guess I'd go with that one, too. I hate you, sister.
Because she said 7 root canals with no medication.
Oh.
I could be drugged for the fingernail removal.
Oh, clever.
Clever girl.
Clever.
Jurassic Park. What? I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
I tried to beat you to the punch of quoting a thing and then saying that thing.
Oh, I've seen Jurassic Park fully through once. I'm not big on dinosaurs or space or fantasy.
Oh, then you would not like my screenplay for Fantasy Dinosaurs in Space.
My name is Donald 3D. Jr. I'm sorry. I don't like those things because they're not unique anymore.
But they're just, so they're just settings and ideas. Now. You can spin it and make it its own thing.
Oh, elves, not... dragons, knights, orcs, dwarves, magic, staffs. Seen it. Seen it in movies, books, video games, TV shows. I got it.
What about like contemporary settings? Like, I get it. Cities with people and jobs and families. And
cities have more cars. Variation than let's go fight a dragon. The whole point of fantasy stuff isn't to have like just stories of people hanging out having fun. It's stories about let's go fight that dragon or that evil wizard or that orc over there. Let's use our magic wizard.
Wait, no. Let's use our magic wizard?
Yeah.
Is there another kind of wizard?
He's talking to the he's talking to the wizard. The elf can also do magic.
I'm a wizard. That sounds messed up.
Mr. Wizard. Katarchitect says, Ben and Brian, the irony of the Photoshop challenge of a burning Kindle is that the new generation of Kindles is called the Kindle Fire.
That is really good.
Just
thank
saying.
You,
Katarchitect.
It's funny. You've stumbled across our secret Buzz Marketing where we talk about burning Kindles to promote the new Kindle Fire.
Is Buzz
These
Marketing
deals are hot.
The buzzword for today's podcast?
Today's podcast.
We've recorded four. This is the fourth one today.
We could break it down on technicalities and call this one the maybe second of the day. Maybe first.
In the past 24 hours. No. Okay.
Fair enough.
We have an audio file from Trent.
Ooh, another Trent file. From the Trent Files.
Yes, and I will play it if you want to hear it.
No, skip it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to play it.
Totem.
I'm excited. I haven't heard this yet.
Well, I wasn't prepared, and I'm looking for it now, so I'm going to stall with talking. So, Brian, how was your day?
Well, Ben, I recorded like 4 podcasts. Kind of tired, but other than that, it was good. I ate a turkey sandwich.
I have weird named files in here. Do I do it on purpose? I have picture files. Anus 3, Anus 4, and Whitney sucks.
Yeah,
I think those are for like the community flag, by the way. So I'm not being weird.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go with that. So, Trent, I have it ready now.
Okay, Trent. What's the dealio with Trent?
Top of the morning, Ben and Brian. This is Trent with the Manners Cast, MannersCast.com. I have a happy hour pick for you, and that would be when people spontaneously bust into song and dance. I am a crazy sucker for musicals where people just burst out dancing. I love High School Musical and all those that franchise. I've seen from Justin to Kelly. And there's no way I'm turning over my man card because I also love karate movies and that kind of stuff. But for some reason, I think it is absolutely entertaining when people begin to dance in a choreographed fashion all at once in an awkward location or whatever. That just makes me smile. There's my happy hour pick. So my bummer patrol is when people try and update cartoons that just make them drivel. I hate it. A couple of examples. When they tried to bring the Bugs Bunny franchise into the 80s and 90s and just turned it into junk. They also, at some point, started cutting out parts where Bugs Bunny would hit someone on the head with something because apparently it was not age appropriate for the target audience. So they cut out a bunch of stuff and basically rendered the cartoons useless. So that was really frustrating. Also, Scrappy-Doo. I'm going to throw that one out there. And not just Jeep from the later years Popeye cartoons, but also just kind of the colored versions of Popeye, not the black and white, but the color versions. And I wasn't trying to be politically incorrect when I said colored. That was not my intent. The black and white Popeye, when he would kind of mumble to himself, were totally awesome. And then they kind of updated him and turned him into a sitcom, and it was terrible. Yeah, not very happy with that. My Netflix pick is going to be Super Cop with Jackie Chan. It's one of his greatest films. It also stars Michelle Yeoh, and she's outstanding. It is a rip-roaring good time with lots of fantastic martial arts, and this is around the time where he was getting ready to go over to Wires, where he, like, got in the tuxedo and that kind of stuff, where he decided he couldn't do all the stunts necessarily, so he had to be on Wires. Yeah, Super Cop is the good old days of Jackie Chan, and it's fantastic. All right, there you go. If you have happy, keep happy.
Thank you, Trent underscore Armstrong, Totem, ManersCast.com, at A.E. Armstrong, Twitter, Facebook, Pancakes, Regis.
Twitter, Facebook. Yeah. Trent Armstrong, Totem Pole.
I was trying to give out all the Trent contact information. Just search AOL keyword Trent.
I don't think that will work.
I'm sure it will. Come on, AOL
thank
keyword.
Trent. We love you.
We do. And just to honor you and your honor, next episode, I'm calling it right now, musical podcast. Bam.
No. Isn't the next one going to be like the Christmas episode or the one before it?
Musical Christmas episode. Bam.
Oh, that's Community, though.
Oh, you're right. We don't want to step on their toes. It.
No, especially since they don't have that many toes left.
Okay. We'll keep the idea of a musical podcast kicking around.
Until we find someone who can be musical.
Good point. Yes, musical.
We need people who can, like, play instruments still.
We'll just reenact scenes from The Sound of Music and Moulin Rouge.
I like Moulin Rouge.
I know. That's your favorite movie.
No, well, The Dark Knight's my favorite movie.
Is it?
I think so. No, Fight Club, and then The Dark Knight.
You know, just are you a big you like musicals much like Trent, right? Big fan.
Yeah,
of
I do like. I forgot. All right, there was a lot said. I didn't take notes. Yes, I do like. I have not seen as many as I need to have, but I like the musicals. I like them a lot. I actually own High School Musical.
Oh yeah, is that a good one?
I enjoyed it for some things,
mm-hmm.
But then also. I was like, I don't know. I enjoyed it for the songs that were catchy. I could not care less, in fact, about the plot because it's high school. I don't care about most high school dramas.
Drop an example of a good high school drama for comparison.
Boy Meets World. Does that count? Was that good? I don't remember.
I don't think that was a drama.
iCarly.
Nope. Okay, you're just saying things.
I don't remember. I don't really watch Dawson's Creek. I didn't watch
that. Justin Bieber. Just say Friday Night Lights. That'll get you. That'll get you.
Was
back.
That? I've never seen that. Friday Night Lights with that dude who used to be in that TV show on ABC Family about the newspaper that could tell the future.
Oh, was he in the early edition?
I thought that he was that dude.
Oh, he was the early edition?
Because he also blew up in Grey's Anatomy. Like, literally. He was a bomb squad guy.
Oh, my.
And this guy had, like, an unexploded mortar shell stuck inside of him. And, like,
oh,
it was
no.
A big bomb thread, and that guy exploded. It was awesome.
That show sounds insane.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, following Trent's previous criteria for picking a guilty pleasure movie, even though knowing you're a fan of the musical theatre and film, I think Moulin Rouge qualify.
A lot of people like Moulin Rouge.
No, but just comparatively, if you have like a list of your favorite movies, it's kind of like one of these films is not like the others.
But I also like The Sound of Music.
Okay,
and
like, okay.
I have musicals on a few musicals on soundtrack, and Megan has Chicago. We've just never gotten around to watching it, even though I know like half the songs already. And just, well, I want to see the Book of Mormon because everyone that I like says it's good. So, even though I don't really care that much about South Park creators.
Well, oh well.
No, I'm sure there are more musicals that I've watched.
Musicals.
Yeah. The Muppets.
I'm trying to think. The Nightmare Before Christmas. I saw that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Disney movies. All the original ones were musicals. Or not all, but a lot of them were. I wish they don't do that enough anymore.
Okay, so musicals. It's a genre I'm less familiar with, but definitely do see the appeal of that. So that's Trent's happy hour pick. Bummer Patrol is that this just happened. Wait.
Yes. Also, when we go down there, which I don't even know is happening, but I'm going to say it will, the three of us will have a man's night and watch musicals.
Yeah.
Football.
You know, it'd be awesome. A musical Die Hard.
Oh, we should write one and star in it.
Write a Die Hard musical?
Dibs on Snape. Well, whatever. Snape was in that movie. As the Dutchman or whatever he was. I forgot his name. Hello?
Hello. Sorry, I muted myself somehow.
Oh. Like, it's gotten kind of quiet now. I'll stop talking.
Hans Gruber.
Yes, Hans. Hans Christian Gruber. Whatever, Snape.
Cats.
You can play Bruce Willis.
Oh, I would want to play Carl Winslow.
All right, so Trent is going to play Bruce Willis in our musical.
Yep.
I'm walking on glass.
that would be part of it.
That's one. That's like the main song that everyone knows. You trying to remember the other thing?
No, I know what the other thing is.
Cartoons, the modernization of cartoons.
All right, yeah, Scrappy-Doo.
Oh God, yeah. What they've been doing with? No, I got to make cartoons less violent. No, it's so ridiculously violent. No one's gonna grab a big mallet out from behind their back and hit someone in the head with it.
Popeye in color.
Yeah, colored Popeye.
That's what else?
What about that dude who liked hamburgers but didn't like to pay for them?
Wimpy?
Yeah, Wimpy.
The
hamburger thief.
The precursor to the Hamburglar.
I don't think he was.
Okay, maybe not.
Is the hamburger the one with the head? Or is that the Mayor McCheese?
They all have heads.
Have we had this conversation? Well, okay, yeah. But with the hamburger head? Have we had this conversation before?
We definitely probably have.
Or was it on the show?
That's Mayor McCheese.
Because I can see, like, Joey and Chandler talking about that.
I wonder how many terms Mayor McCheese can run for.
Well, I think a lot of mayors have unlimited possibilities term-wise.
Hmm.
We had a mayor here that was around forever, but he died.
I wonder. Well, that would happen if you're the mayor forever, eventually. Well,
yeah.
I wonder if there's some kind of scandal waiting to erupt to
with Mayor McCheese.
Yeah, get Mayor McCheese thrown out of office.
So Grimace can take over.
Yeah.
What is Grimace?
So he's a purple
blob
McNugget.
He's not a purple McNugget. Oh, so that was an audio file.
Yeah. Yes. I will check out that Super Cop. That sounds good. Super Cop.
We also have something from the Neil.
Oh, the Neil Orange Peel.
Yes.
What does Neil Orange Peel say about that?
Good day, me chaps. I hope you got this in time for this week's podcast. Hopefully you haven't recorded it last week. Well, I don't know which one you're referring to, but we're putting two of your emails in. My happy hour pick this week is my sister is coming to stay later this week, so I'm going to be reunited with my kidney for a while. Oh, yeah.
A kidney reunion.
Aww.
Nice. Lovely.
She's going to push you out a window first chance you get.
So oh, I hope not.
Don't live on the 8th floor. Like Chuck did in season 4.
Yeah,
that's how I stop spoilers. Just pick a different show. Due to my sister living in London, that's the capital of UK, and I live nearly 400 miles away, almost in Scotland, that's not the capital of the UK, we don't get to see much of each other, so I'm really looking forward to seeing her. I want to go.
Wonderful. Sounds like Neil Orangepeel is very good at having a sister.
He is. Brian lives about twice that distance away.
From what?
From me, not from, like, London.
Oh, okay.
You live 800 miles from almost Scotland. If you don't count the whole ocean thing in the middle. He's already. My bummer patrol this week is lower back pain. I do quite a manual job where I do a lot of bending, lifting, etc. I have a lower back spasm for about 4 days. Man, it's annoying.
Man, that does sound rough.
It does.
Recover well?
Yes, please, 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 please. Trent's nickname. When Trent asked for a nickname, the first thing that we should have read this before, like last, the first thing that popped in his head was Stretch, which is kind of obvious, so I thought, keep up with me. Armstrong, Neil Armstrong, First Man on the Moon, Spaceman, Space Cowboy, Maurice, Gangsta of Love, Love Doctor, Dr. Feelgood, Good Times, Good Vibrations, which finally led me to, I've got nothing. Sorry, Trent.
That was a good chain, though.
Yeah. Now, Brian, can you say that like Robin Williams?
No.
Yes.
No, I cannot.
Or with a butterball turkey.
I don't. Was that a thing? Did we record that?
Yeah, I have that somewhere. That might be in an episode.
Did that make it onto the show?
I think it made it somewhere.
I don't even remember how that sounded.
World.
I thought his train of thought was going to be, follow me, Trent Armstrong, Neil Armstrong, First Man on the Moon, Neil Armstrong, Neil Orangepeel. Bam.
Oh.
Trent's nickname is Neil Orangepeel.
They're the same person.
Oh my god, this is a real
Titanic.
Yeah, I was about to make that joke. Okay, yes.
The Titanic?
Well, you know, say the wrong movie, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we do. Cultural reference.
Oh my god, that's just like the end of Up. That's what I would have said.
Oh, the first 10 minutes of that movie are so sad.
Part of the movie, it never lives up to that hype.
That's why I don't watch it anymore. I don't want to have to watch the first part.
I occasionally just watch the first 10 minutes.
Just to be depressed?
Oh, it's so lovely though. It's so beautiful and sad.
So depressing.
The Michael Giacchino playing in the background.
Oh, he's such a good composer. He and Ludwig should have a baby.
Ludwig?
A musical baby.
Hmm.
Not like, you know.
Maybe a human baby?
Ludwig Göransson. World of Sports. I also don't watch team sports, so I really enjoyed your new feature. See, look, we have a fan of our new feature. Well,
love World of Sports.
Get ready for the
up.
Episode before this one. The only sport I do is archery. I'm actually a level one coach, just about to start an 18-month course to become a level 2 coach. That's awesome.
That sounds cool. Archery.
Come teach me archery.
That sounds like a fun recreational sport.
All of us should move to Arkansas and play archery together. Do you play archery?
I don't know.
And shoot arrows at each other.
Archery is not a game.
Instead of paintball, we'll play paint crossbow.
With paintballs on the tips of the arrows?
We'll just paint the arrows. Or actually, a crossbow uses bolts. Brian.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not know.
In Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, I actually archered a few times.
Wait, so archery uses a crossbow?
Well, no. You can, I guess, crossbow in archery. But usually you use a bow. I used a regular bow and didn't like that much, but I really like the compound bow because it takes less force to pull the bowstring back because of pulleys and crap. And so it's way easier. I've also fired a handgun before, but not that I can really recall. I just know that I have. Cub Scouts.
What? What a shocking character reveal for Ben. I have fired a handgun before. I would have never guessed.
I don't remember it, but I have.
You do live in Arkansas.
That wasn't in Arkansas. The Cub Scout thing was somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Are you telling me you haven't always lived in Arkansas?
I have. But we left the state for the camp thing. Uh-oh, ask us anything. Oops.
All right. Technically, we never finished that segment. Go ahead and rattle off.
Ask us anything. Again. So, did you see that game where that team won that thing?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe it, especially the way Star Player did that thing with that play.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. And he took the ball and he took it to the place and the other guy got him.
Yeah, and then the crowd was all like, whoa.
And then I was all like, oh.
And I was like, yeah.
And then we high-fived, but I was sad.
We high-fived even though you lost a bet and now owe me $20. Or quid.
Both.
Pence.
I owe you a little of both. Pence. 20 pence isn't much. Is the guy that plays Shirley's husband in Community the same guy that played Theo Huxtable in The Cosby Show? Yes.
They are one and the same.
That's why it's hilarious when he says he got his sweater from his father.
That's right, the Bill Cosby-looking sweater.
And I think he's listening to this podcast as we record it. He asks what time it is. Because you haven't said it in a while.
Final update. The time is now 4:31 Eastern Standard Time.
Or 3:30 a.m. Central Time a.m.
Well, yeah, if I give the time zone, you don't have to correct. People understand the Eastern Standard Time. It's standard.
It doesn't. Well, so is the Central Standard Time. Whereas we could both be in the same time zone and make it even easier.
Oh, if you want to visit, that's fine with me.
Well, we should be in the central. You know, the centrally located is always the best time zone.
But we should be near a coast in case of a natural disaster.
Hey, Natalie Wood is trending.
That's okay. That's weird. You're watching the trending topics really closely during the show.
So is Stop with two P's.
Specifically,
two capital P's.
Stop. Weird.
And also Malaysia versus Myanmar. Which used to be known as Burma. Yeah.
Weird.
Learn that stuff
good.
And he continues, since Ask Us Anything is now officially over. I'm rambling now, so I'd better sign off. Oh, attach to the Photoshop challenge. See what you think. All right, then. Love you guys. Ta-ta for now. Neil Orange Peel. And
thank you, Neil.
The picture, I see burning Kindles. I see Sherlock Batman Holmes and Watson Robin Watson. I have to listen to the podcast. Remember what else we talked about. Oh, water gun filled with acid. Okay.
Nice.
Is that Doc Brown by a TARDIS? Did we talk about that?
Did we talk about Doc Brown being a Time Lord?
Oh, I think so. Maybe.
Okay, all right. Cool. You talked about James Bond being a Time Lord.
Well, he totally is. Doc Brown is James Bond.
Great Scott.
Lovely Scott. That's the wrong podcast. Well, we've hit every base.
Does he win? Does Neil Orangepeel win? We have one more from BCAP 1002.
Where's that one?
It's on Twitter. Twitter
submission. I always lose the Twitter ones. What is?
Does that mean Neil wins by default?
I will post all of them.
Okay, yeah, they're all. Everybody's a winner.
Just like Irwin. Wrong podcast still.
Yep. Doesn't make any sense in this context.
Nope. It will for Ann and Trent and like Neil. And a couple people. Actually, I think Lovely Scott listens now.
Okay.
I don't know if he's caught up because last time, I just know he answered me one time with Angela Lansbury. And I assume he wasn't just thinking about her, but knows of my. You know, my hatred deep within.
Your deep attraction.
But that stupid old lady.
Angela Lansbury.
She was Teapots. Yeah. She was good at Mrs. Potts. But Murder, She Wrote, no.
I disagree respectfully. Okay, so that's it. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I don't know what the runtime on this is going to be, but if I had to guess, I would say...
Three or four hours.
3 hours.
How about the super, uncut super edition size with behind-the-scenes footage, like Lord of the Rings?
Oh, right. Oh, of course. Wait until you get to Happy Cast Edition 24 Redux.
Ooh. We do the documentary behind us recording the podcast.
You and see our slowly going insane. Yes. It's been fun though.
Around.
I enjoy doing these. So thank you for listening.
Has it been like 12 hours about that we've been recording?
It's close to that. It's been a long, long time.
So much to listen through.
Send your emails. Yeah, you have a lot of editing to do.
Okay, and you can't come over tomorrow anymore.
Send your emails to happycastfeedback@gmail.com. Check us out at thehappycast.blogspot.com. Find us in iTunes. Leave a review. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Friendster, MySpace, LinkedIn. You follow Space Wars.
Oh, if you leave us a review and you're not from America, let us know because it doesn't like have them all in one place. So we'd have to search through every single country. So if you have sent one that we haven't said, hey, you left us one, then let us know and we can tell you how great you are.
Yes, indeed. So thank you for listening. Take care.
120, no, not 125, no, 5. 155 Happy Nun?
Oh, yeah. 155 Happy Nun. N-U-N.
H-A-P-P-Y-N-U-N.
Yes. Call in, leave a message, or send an MP3 to happycastfeedback@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, keep happy.
Stay.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, you little dudes, train, say your prayers, need your vitamins.
All Hogan Vitamins!
Yay! Hulk Hogan Vitamins, the new champion of children's chewables.
Turn snack time into fun time with Mr. Freeze Freezer Bars. It's as fun to squeeze as it is to eat. Double Dragon 3. The greatest martial arts adventure continues with all new weapons, characters, and street fighting moves. Double Dragon 3 from Acclaim, twice the characters, three times the action.
I'm Hulk Hogan. Raw vitamins.
Hey, little dudes. Train, say your prayers, eat your vegetables, take your vitamins. You're the champion of vitamins.
Mr. Freeze, just squeeze and eat. Yeah, totem.
Uncle Trent.
Totem. Uncle Totem.
Unky Trent.
No, not Unky. I'm not going to call him Unky Trent.
Funky Unky Trent.
Oh, God. No, stop.
Sir Funks-a-Lot.
No, that sounds worse. That sounds really bad now.
Why?
So, Trent has some questions for us.
Who let the cat in?
Meow, meow, meow. So why'd we both commit to that?
I don't know. Fringe.
So no one told you life was gonna
way. It's gonna be sad.
It's like you're always stuck in another universe. If it hasn't been, there's a cow and there is Spock. This is the Fringe theme song.
That's horrible. It's only 91 hours.
I'm no Weird Al Yankovic, Ben. I almost called you Al.
Oh, Al. Weird Ben Yankovic.